Case number 11027, Susan and Ronald Worthington, west of Road 362, Parker House Road, north of Maple Street, being lot 19 within Shady Dell Park Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening, back again.
Okay.
May I have additional exhibits? Thank you very much. This property is located at 37673 Maple Street in Shady Dell Park, in Ocean View. The applicants are Ronald and Susan Worthington. They actually are not here this evening. However, I have with me the real estate agent, Ms. Bova, as well as the former property owners who can testify about the property itself and the necessity for the variance. As you can see from the attached survey at Exhibit A, this is an irregular-shaped lot. In fact, there are some other irregularities to the lot itself in relation to the street and the geographical positioning, I guess, of the lot itself. The street here shown on the survey, Maple Street, is, you'll notice on the survey, actually parallel to the dwelling, but the property line is slightly skew and is not parallel with the dwelling and the street. The home was placed, this is actually a Class C home, a double wide mobile home that's no longer movable, but it was placed back in 1998. The applicants actually just acquired the property earlier this year, but the previous owners who I have with me obtained the property back even earlier than that, and they can testify briefly to that. The home was not placed either by the applicants or by the previous owners. It was placed prior to that, and it was placed too close to the front property line. The required setback is 30 feet for this dwelling, and as you can see, the dwelling sits only 17 and a half feet from the closest point of the property line. Again, this is an irregularly shaped lot, and you'll see on the survey as well that part of the property line, there's an odd-shaped, undeveloped lot sitting next to this property, and that property line actually comes down farther into what we can only determine is just an open space. We're not certain who owns that space, but it's believed that is what threw off the measurements for the setback. As you can see, there's much more than the required 30 feet between the actual road and the front corner of the dwelling. However, due to apparently some mistake, that property or the home was just positioned too close to the actual property line. It's unknown exactly how that happened, but that's what we can surmise. As I said, this property is uniquely shaped and uniquely positioned in relation to the road. Again, the applicant did not create the difficulty themselves. They're asking for a 12.5-foot variance from this front property line. And I actually have, as I said, with me, Ms. Kathy Keller, who was one of the previous owners, to testify a little bit more about the property itself.
Good evening, ma'am. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Kathleen Keller, 56 Maryland Avenue, Annapolis, Maryland, 21401.
You raise your left hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Ms. Keller, did you at some time own this property located at 37673 Maple Street?
We purchased it in November of 2001. And at that time, we went to settlement and we were represented by counsel. We had a survey done and we purchased title insurance to ensure that the property that we were buying was in full conformity to whatever the zoning requirements were in Sussex County. So I don't think many people know what they are without representation. So we had no idea that this situation actually existed until 3 days before we went to settlement with the current owners. So it was a huge, huge surprise to us. Because not only did the former sellers indicate to us that there were no zoning violations, but in all good faith, we went forward with the sale because we thought we had covered all of our bases to make sure that we had a free sale, a clear sale. And as I said, 3 days before settlement, it came as a huge, huge shock to us that there was any type of problem. Because, on another front, she had obtained an original use and occupancy permit in 1998 when she had the Class C placed on the property. We subsequently had a deck covered to a screened porch. I believe that was in 2002. And we had a permit for that, and that was passed through. And then I believe it was in 2008 we had the sewer installed, and we had another permit, and there was no indication. Now, when we had the original survey done, when we purchased the home, it was never disclosed to us. We went to settlement. They said everything was fine. We signed off. And now we find ourselves in a terribly precarious position of relying on sources who should have come forward with the information, and they did not, because we truly would not have purchased a property that was in jeopardy like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Ma'am, you mentioned a couple different permits. I have with me a couple documents. I'd just like you to identify, and then perhaps we can hand them to the board to review. Can you describe to me what this document is?
This is the building permit for converting the deck to a covered screened-in porch.
Okay. And if I could...
With me.
So you were granted a building permit.
Right.
I have another document for you to look at. Please identify.
This is the sewer building permit. It was signed off by a Blair Lutz. And that's attached there.
Thank you. So you were able to obtain permits, and you were not notified of any nonconformity at that time?
No.
Ma'am, if I could direct your attention to the survey, can you describe this lot that sits?
I had no idea it existed.
You had no idea that was a separate lot?
No, until this evening, actually. Okay. I thought it was part of the lot. I mean, I thought we abutted to the lot that has a very old trailer to the right of us as you face the building.
And can you describe to me what this open space is sitting between the edge of Maple Street and the front property line?
I thought it was our property line because in the 10 years that we owned the place, we maintained that property, and I wasn't aware that there was any variance or
encroachment.
What would you call it? Yes. Thank you.
So that is just
one question. I want to be clear. Is that lot number 322 you're referring to on the tax map?
This says it's lot 19.
It's parcel 322.
Parcel 322, pardon me.
Right.
That is correct.
Okay,
yes,
thank you. Trying to follow along.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. Okay, so this is just the space between Maple Street and the front line of the property is just open space, unused
yes.
otherwise. Except, do you have a yard, or was there a yard there?
It's grass. It's grass, and we maintained it from 2001 until we just...
Are you aware of any complaints that you ever received about the property being too close to the front line?
It's an old trailer park, and probably ours is in less violation than most properties in there. Honestly, there are some properties that are less than a car length to the street, and. At one point, we were talking to people in the community, and they said that at one time, Shady Dell, the setback was 10 feet, and then it was 20 feet, and now it's 30 feet? When did that happen? So as you can see, there's a lot of ambiguity here and confusion, even in present homeowners. I think my sister went around and looked at several houses just on two streets, and there were 26 people who were much closer to the street than we are. So it is a common occurrence there. Not that that makes it right, but...
Ma'am, do you believe that it would alter the character of the neighborhood? I believe this is what you're saying, essentially, but let me just ask you. Do you believe that to leave the home where it's sitting now would alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Not at all, because it's always been a very well-maintained property, and as I said, there are many properties in the same area that are in more violation. But no, to answer your question quickly, no, I do not.
Let me present you one more document here. Can you just identify what this document is before I present it to the board?
This is a letter from the president of the Shady Dell Homeowners Association, attesting to the fact that she has no intention, or the association has no intention, of disputing the variance, and she knows that many variances have been approved on other properties in Shady Dell, and she feels that it will not impact our neighborhood in any way. So basically, that's it.
Thank you. I'll just present this.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions for Ms. Keller?
Are there any further questions from members of the board, for Ms. Keller? Sure. None?
Good. I do have a few, but see if some of the members have
them. I did. Do you have any further questions?
Yeah, I can understand the 12-foot .5 variance from the front yard setback, because a CO was issued in 98, is that correct?
98, and we purchased in 2001.
Okay, and then you went to settlement and you found out.
No, it was never disclosed to us. We found out that there was a a setback problem 3 days before we went to settlement with the current buyers.
Okay.
So we were totally in the dark as far as that went.
Okay. And it's a GR now, and I guess you do know that's a 30-foot setback in the front. You know that now?
I know it now. Yeah, I know it now.
In case you're going to build some more.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever forget that it's a 30-foot setback.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill?
No questions.
And Mr. Count? Mr. Sharp?
Just two quick ones. What year did you buy the property, ma'am?
2001, November 9th.
And Mr. Gerber made some statements before you came up to testify. Do you affirm that as true and correct, what he
yes.
said?
Mm-hmm.
And that question for Ms. Isaacs, that lot that is next to it, is that a buildable lot? It looks very narrow. I couldn't tell the square footage on that.
It you could if you can meet setbacks.
Right.
Which looks like it would be hard.
Yeah, I think it would be
30
very...
30-foot frontage?
You might get a bathtub, but no
30-foot
no bathroom.
Frontage?
I have no further
How
questions.
Deep is that triangle? Do you know?
Like.
It says what here? 100 plus 127? Is that what it says on?
116.
116. Okay, yeah, 116.
Plus or minus, yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
And the front footage on that?
Is
30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
Holding an airspace.
Oh, okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the lot is, or the case is unique in the fact that it's an irregular shaped lot. It also adjoins an irregular shaped lot that extends further than the applicant's lot. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed as it already has been, and it's been for some time now. I don't believe it wasn't created by the applicant. and it, we've heard testimony that it wasn't, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,027.
You have a second to that motion?
I'll second Mr. Hudson's reasons for the motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,027. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,027 is approved at this time.
We thank the panel.
Yes, ma'am.